All right, launching into, you know, I'm going to talk relationships first. The Taiwan special is what we're going to cover here. No, I've got some juicy stuff, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the times. I'm going to talk about some interesting modeling things happening, but I want to talk about one of the biggest things that I am just excited about. And Kevin mentioned this to me. Why? Because I haven't heard you talk about Lalahi. I haven't heard you talk about him. There's a kid here that I do a lot of stuff with, and the truth is, without giving any personal details and only with talking about things that are involved in all good friendships, our friendship has, for some unknown reason, until recently unknown reason, been on the outs. You know, the sun rises and sets, storms come and go, and it's been a blizzard. I didn't want to say much because there wasn't anything to say. There wasn't a conclusion to report. It would have just been sports commentary. You know, so much in news. In fact, that kind of gets to sort of what I'm dealing with immigration. So much in news is just spreading the negative. Ah, they might not be friends anymore. They're upset. They yelled at each other today. You know, and I was like, okay, well, how's this going to end? Is going to end in permanent falling out of friendship, or is just a normal brawl between Sasuke and Naruto? Like, are these guys? Does this reflect a deeper actual friendship? You know, okay, I haven't finished Naruto, so I'm going through it. Listen, this is one of the longest, most known animes. Look, Naruto even has his own ramen noodles. For crying out loud. I got to know what this is. And Lahi and I are watching it. We've been watching this separately, but at the same time, kind of, for the last several months. I'm well past episode 160. And not counting the 500 American episodes. There's actually 700 plus episodes. So there. Sasuke! I am utterly thankful to have a friend like Lahi. And over this past week, we've had a series of very bold, no, non-sugar-coated, in-your-face confrontation conversations. And in the end, we found out, much to each of our own surprise, that the other guy wants both of us to talk to each other more directly in Satwa's leveler mode. You did this and I'm angry about it. Oh, really? Why are you angry? Because of 1, 2, 3. Oh, well, 1 in 3 I agree with, but 2, you're wrong. Look at this picture. Oh, 2 proves me wrong. Okay, so you agree on 1 in 3, and 2, my facts are wrong. Yep, glad we solved that. Yeah. Okay, like, that's how we've always wanted all of our conversations to go, and we never knew that about the other. that's the shortest summary one of the things that also came up is the thing, you know, so many came up, or something that we learned. So many tensions in friendship are almost self-sabotage as a way for us to just make the friendship stronger. It's like you're friends and we subconsciously want to do something to create a winter, so that it just strengthens the friendship. It's like you've got the sword in the hot metal and we just want to throw it into ice cold water just to make it stronger. And it's like, I think that a lot of our problems and conflicts in friendship are subconsciously self-created for that purpose. And it doesn't indicate that either of us are bad. It indicates that we really have confidence in the friendship. And that's kind of what our conclusion's been. So it's just, you know, that's hopefully every friendship. That's just something that we've observed along the way. I'll get into, you know, more about interesting things that have just been happening. There's always been stuff happening. And we've always maintained some level of a working relationship. That's a funny thing is that Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner were able to cooperate together to make Star Trek movies. I don't want to get into their fault, but see, they didn't even have a friendship, but they were able to work together on stuff. Did you know the Lazy song? Bruno Mars, today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Yeah, like there's a version of that where Leonard Nimoy has a lazy day to himself and he tries to watch TV and Bill Shatner is on TV doing something silly on every single one. And he just, and Nimoy just gets angry and turns off the TV because everything's got Bill Shatner on it. They actually, you know, brought that one back up to chat. I don't know. It probably kind of made it funny, but yeah. Okay. So now that we've made things all happy and no one feels awkward or uncomfortable because I talked about Shatner and Nimoy in the same sentence. Another thing happened this week. There's this guy, that I've been encountering, and he's got kind of a reputation. I really don't want to go into any details. Suffice it to say, he's shouting at me, threatening me with stuff that I think is supposed to make me feel threatened, when really I think it just makes him look grandiose. His understanding of how things work seems to be off. And so there's a lot that's wrong with this, but somewhere along the line, I just quietly realized, I'd say kind of like the end of, Babel. You know, a movie that was kind of nonsensical, but you get to the end of it and this kid jumps up and he says, I'm the one that had the gun and shot the gun. And you have this local police chief or whatever who looks at what's going on and he realizes this is just a kid that's being stupid. You know, like I had this realization, the look on that police chief's face at the end of the movie Babel, looking at this kid making his public confession. That really summarizes what my heart was. I'm look at this guy and watching him do his thing. I just suddenly realized, you know, no one listens to this guy. If you really listen to him, what he wants isn't bad. And it's like, nobody listens to this guy. And he's got a point. And this isn't about, you know, what we're talking about isn't what we're really talking about. And so I just really said, I'm wrong in the eyes of God. I've got to humble myself and listen to what this guy says, which seems like it doesn't make any sense at all. And it was kind of a zero limits, moment where, you know, I love you. Thank you. Sorry. I forgive you. It was just, yeah, it really, and it was amazing how that cleared up all the tension. And, you know, running around making blanket threats at people isn't the way to win friends. Like, I'm seeing what he's doing. It's not wonderful, but I've got to be nice. And really, that sets the tone to explain what's been going on with me in Taiwan. At least where it's going now. See you tomorrow.